Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
Elephants, we are told this morning, should be completely removed from all zoos. That's in a new report from the advocacy group Freedom for Animals, who also argued that traditional zoos, such as Dublin Zoo, with old-fashioned programmes and small enclosures, are at risk of falling behind modern best practice. So are zoos fit for purpose in the modern era? Animal advocate and founder of Animals Behind Closed Doors, Jerry Boland, is with us, as is biologist, environmentalist, broadcaster and author Aina Ní Lána. Good morning to you both. Jerry, do you agree that zoos are a little bit of an outdated Victorian concept, or have they a place in the modern world?
Well, they're certainly outdated, that's for sure. And if they have a place in the modern world, I suppose it's fair to say that zoos aren't going to go anytime soon. So it would be easy for me as an animal advocate, animal rights advocate, to say let's close down all zoos, but that's not going to happen. What I do think should happen is that all of the large exotics in all zoos should be phased out over a period of time. They shouldn't be bred again. They're unsuitable. Urban zoos, really any zoo, is unsuitable. You can't recreate the wild environment for large exotics. And I think the way forward for all zoos really should be in basically turning themselves into sanctuaries for native wildlife. Like, I could see Dublin Zoo in the future operating as a wonderful sanctuary in the Phoenix Park, where it's taking in, you know, sick or injured or, you know, endangered species in Ireland, and breeding them and releasing them back into the wild. Because essentially,
give me an example of an endangered species in Ireland that Dublin Zoo could rehabilitate.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98, because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help, you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Well, I'm not an expert on that, but there's lots of animals that lots of animals could be taken in and worked on and released back into the wild. I think the idea of
they're not going to draw a crowd, though, are they? No one's going to come in and see a sick badger.
Yeah, but that's the problem with zoos. The reality of a zoo is, and that's how they started in the first place, was for people to come in and just gawk at them. And they haven't really changed that much, because I was in Dublin Zoo very recently, actually, and I took the trouble to spend a good bit of time at almost every enclosure, spending more time than people normally would, just to see what the experience of the children and the parents were. And actually, a lot of the time, the animals weren't even to be seen. They were off somewhere else. And even if they were to be seen, there are educational panels in Dublin Zoo, and nobody was reading them. There wasn't a single child in the time I was there, looked at the education. It's a very antiquated environment out there.
I would argue that that's probably more of a reflection on modern society than it is on the educational panels. But Aina Ní Lána, do you see there is a place for modern zoos in Ireland, or indeed anywhere right now?
Well, I agree with Jerry that zoos were originally set up in the 1840s, certainly the ones around these parts of the world, to show people in Victorian times what animals from other countries looked like. But that's all changed in ages now, because zoos are centres for conservation of species that are endangered in the wild. I mean, he was talking there about Dublin Zoo. Dublin Zoo is the centre of where they breed the golden lion tamarind monkey, which is a small monkey from the rain, from the Atlantic rainforests of Brazil. And the thing about it is, it's not so much that the breeding of the animals in captivity, because no zoo takes animals from the wild any longer. That doesn't happen. They're all bred in captivity. But the thing is that pushing them back into the wild is the problem. I mean, Jerry was saying, with Irish animals and release them back into environment when they're rehabilitated. But the trouble is that we have removed a huge amount of habitat worldwide. Land use change has made it such a difference to places like the Atlantic rainforest in Brazil, which isn't there anymore. So if you breed the monkeys in captivity, how can you release them back if the areas aren't available for them to go back to? Similarly with orangutans, they come from East Asia, they come from the tropical rainforests there, most of which have been cut down for land use, for whatever they cut down trees for, removing them in order that they can mine underneath and grow palm oil and things like that. So, I mean, the zoos are very much stopping animals from becoming extinct. And this is a really important role that zoos play all over Europe. They have a stud book. They make animals, you know, share animals with each other to get as much genetic availability into them as possible. And it's definitely a completely different way of looking at zoos than it might have been 100 years ago.
Jerry, final word on this to you. Could we not do both? Could we not look after indigenous species? Because I know there are projects about toads and natterjack toads and newts and all sorts of other native species that are being worked on by the likes of Dublin Zoo and others. Could we not do that and try and help protect endangered species, exotic species as well? We'll maybe ask your opinion on that this morning, 087-1400-106. Let us know your thoughts at Dublin Zoo. Do you share Jerry's experience that when he went in there, nobody was reading the signs and it was all about gawping at the animals? 53106 for your text. We'll come back to this a little bit later.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.